The scripture that God placed on my heart is about prayer.
Right.
Prayer. Prayer. We, if there ever was a time that we need prayer now more than ever. More than ever. You look at the COVID situation. You look at the economic situation. You just look around you with the violence, the injustices, everything that's going on in the world. We got so much to pray for that this scripture comes to life for me. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5, yeah, verse 17 through 19, and I'll read it for you. It says, I'm sorry, we're going to start with 16.
All right. All right.
Be joyful always. Pray. Pray continually.
Yeah.
After you pray, then give thanks.
Yeah.
In all circumstances, whether we see them as good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah.
Now, I remember one night we were on Bible talk, and I said, I'm beginning to see things in a different light. I don't look at anything as bad,
yeah,
because even if it's bad to me,
yeah,
feel don't feel good to me. We know that God can take that bad and turn it around for our good. So, Father God, I just thank you. He said for us to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. But I want to just focus mainly on prayer.
All right.
Pray how? Without ceasing.
Yeah.
We know the Apostle Paul wrote this to the Church of Thessalonica.
Uh-huh.
And he said to pray without ceasing. And I've fallen in love with another Bible translation, the Passion Bible. And it says, make your life a prayer.
Yeah, that's good.
Make your life a prayer. We have so much that we can pray about. We have so many people that we need to lift up in prayer. We have those wayward boys, men, women, and girls that have fallen away. We have those that have never been introduced to Christ.
Yeah.
But thanks be to God for the Gideons. Thanks be to God that that Bible is placed in a hotel.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know sometimes you got prostitutes out there,
yeah,
that frequently visit,
yeah,
hotels.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that Bible is there. And
yeah,
God will place it upon their hearts one day.
Yeah.
We pray that they will pick up that,
yeah,
Bible.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I just thank you for prayer.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to pray. The Apostle Paul admonishes us. The people of God. Are you people of God?
Yes.
So we should be doing what?
Praying.
Praying.
Yeah.
Praying. He said to pray in season and out of season.
Yeah.
To some, this may sound impossible.
Yeah.
When I first read it, I said, Lord, how can I pray all the time? I don't give me no time to do nothing else. But he said, it's not about the time.
Yeah.
It's about the quality,
yeah,
of your prayer. He said, yes, we have 365 days in a year. We have 12 months, 24 hours in a day.
Uh-huh.
You can pray when you're walking.
Yeah.
You can pray when you're driving.
Yeah.
You can pray in your quiet room.
Right.
You can pray in that quiet place. You can pray for somebody and they don't even have to know you pray.
Yes.
So pray. That's what we are admonished to do, is,
yeah,
to pray. But I want to give you my definition,
okay,
of prayer. Expressions of needs, fears, concerns, love, and adoration. That's my definition of prayer. I looked in Webster's dictionary and it said to communicate by sharing or exchanging information, news, or ideas. We do that every day, don't we? We share on Facebook, we share on Twitter, we share, and that's what God has called us to do, is to share. But this brings, and I think God planted this message when we went to Eastwood. The pastor spoke at Eastwood. Sister Doris's niece, Diamond's friend, was sitting next to me. Pastor opened the doors of the church, and my first, the Holy Spirit said, ask him. I'm like, ask her what? You know, he said, ask her. So my first question to her was, are you baptized? She said, yes. And I won't be quiet. The Holy Spirit said, He said, no. So my next question the Holy Spirit prompted me to ask her was, do you have a relationship with Jesus?
My.
A lot of times we want to know if a person's baptized.
Yeah.
They might have got baptized as a baby.
Yeah.
They might have got Christian. Yeah. Baptism doesn't end at all. That's the beginning. That's the outward.
Yeah.
That's the outward. So God wants to work on the inner man, that heart. So she said, well, does that mean I have to pray? I said, yeah, prayer is a part of it. She said, does that mean I have to get on my knees and clasp my hand? I said, no.
Yeah.
I said, you can pray. I said, you and Diamond are friends, right? She said, yeah. We've been friends since Grove Elementary, grammar school. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. Do you consider yourself having a relationship with Diamond? She said, yeah, that's my friend. I said, okay. I said, what do you and your friend do? She said, we talk, we text,
yeah.
we go FaceTime,
yeah.
we go out, we have fun, we party.
Yeah.
I said, so you have what with her? And she looked at me, and I said, you have a relationship.
Yeah.
And so she said, I said, it's the same way with Jesus.
Yeah.
I said, do you have a relationship with her sometimes? She said, no, we've been friends since grammar school. I said, do you have other friends? She said, well, I have other associates. I said, but do you have a relationship with them? She said, not really. I know them. I know of them. But Diamond is my friend. I said, and that's where the relationship is built. She said, yes. So I said, the same way you have a relationship with Diamond, the same way you talk to her, talk to him. You don't even have to go on Facebook. You don't have to go to Twitter.
Yeah.
Just open your mouth wherever you are and just say, Jesus. Whatever your need is, say, help me, Jesus. Whatever you want, he says he will give us some of the desires of our heart and he'll take care of all of our needs.
Yes.
Let him know. If you're having financial problems, talk to him.
Yeah.
If you have a relationship problem, talk to him. Talk to him. That's what relationship is about. And you know, I work with kids who are mostly nonverbal. There are different ways we can communicate.
Yes.
Most of the kids, the autistic kids, some of the Down syndrome, they're nonverbal. But yet they speak.
Yes.
You know they speak?
Yes.
They communicate.
Yeah.
How do they communicate? They communicate by feel, by touch. They might tug on you. They might pull on you. Some of them might even kick you. But they communicate.
Yeah.
And then we have the written word,
yeah.
which is communicated to us. God gave us how many books of the Bible? 66 books of the Bible. That is the word. That is communication. He communicates to us what he wants us to do. He communicates to us how he feels about us. He communicates to us his likes, his dislikes, the things that we should not do, the things that displease him. Then we have visual communication. What does that say? God's word for the day. That's visual. You can see that. Listening. We have audio tapes. And then we have those that speak verbally. Sometimes some of us speak a little too much.
All right.
But we can speak verbally. Those are the ways that we can communicate. But when she asked me, did she have to get on her knees, I told her no. She said, okay. I said, you can stand. But, you know, we need to take on a posture of prayer. A posture. And I'm not talking about a physical stance. I'm talking about a spiritual stance. We must take on that posture of prayer. So let's look at what a picture of the posture of prayer looks like. Sister Katie?
Hello.
Sister Katie? Do you need a mic? Yes, can you read that scripture where she's going to read for you Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6, which happens to be my favorite scripture. Amen. Thank you, Sister Katie. So, what did you get from that scripture? What I got from that is that we have to acknowledge God, express that need to him. He knows what we need because he's omniscient. He already knows, but we have to express it. And that is acknowledging him as God, as Lord, as Savior, all of those things. Sister Gloria, she's going to read for us 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. Amen. Thank you, Sister Gloria. And from that scripture, we see that we have to be humble when we go to God. We can't go in all proud and puffed up and demanding. Like the man said, he was going to ask God. He felt like God owed him an explanation. God don't owe you nothing. He gave you his everything. He don't owe us anything. He's already given his best. Brother Darius, he's going to come out of Isaiah 26 and 3.
You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you.
Do they just trust him sometime? Do you just trust him sometime? We trust him with certain things, right? You only trust him with the little bitty things because he can't handle nothing big. No, we are to trust God in all things. Trust him in all things, in the good, the bad, the big, the little. Last melody, Sister Melody, Luke 11:28.
He replied, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey.
There's a word ringing in my ear right now that she said in that scripture. What do you think it is? Obey. Brother David loves to talk about obey. So once we've acknowledged the need for God and we've come to him in a humble state and we trust him in all things, what do you got to do with us? If you trust him, you trust what he told you to do, then you got to obey. Obey. So these are all postures of obedience. And as I was preparing this morning to leave the house, Tony Evans came on and he talked about prayer is a form of worship, is a form of warfare. So we need to pray because all this stuff that's going on around us, we're in a state of war.
Yeah.
We are in a state of a spiritual war, and we may be approaching a physical war. So, and when we pray without ceasing, that means we do it all the time, about everything and about everybody. You lift up those, you lift up your enemies, you lift up those that are you're familiar with, you lift up the nation, lift up your community. We pray without ceasing in those ways. When do we pray? I'm sorry, where do we pray? Anywhere. People in the world today, they can come out and they can cuss and play all their loud music and do all these things. Why can't we pray? Why can't we pray? We don't have to be shy. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. It's a privilege. What does the scripture say? It's a privilege to be able to come boldly to his throne of grace. So don't take it lightly. Don't take it for granted. Because there are people, and I'm sure you can attest to this, in countries, they cannot pray. They cannot openly pray. So we have a privilege, and we should not take it lightly. Why do we pray? That brought me back to an old memory. When I was a kid, we used to get catalogs in the mail around October, November. From Montgomery Ward's, I don't know if you all are familiar with that store. Sears,
yeah.
JCPenney's. Yeah. And what do we used to do with those? Catalogs, we take them, cut out pictures, and we make our Christmas wish lists. And I don't know about nobody else, but I had faith that my mother or my daddy or Santa Claus or whoever I was trusting in was going to grant me, if not all, but some of those things on my list.
Amen.
So that was a childlike faith. And Jesus tells us we need to have childlike faith. And so we know Hannah prayed. What did she pray for a child? They thought she was crazy or drunk. She didn't care. She prayed.
That's right.
And then the thief that was beside Jesus
at
Calvary.
That's right.
He prayed to be saved. Jesus said, I can't remember. I'm so sorry. Pastor, help me out. What did the thief say? He said he would be with him in paradise.
That's right.
That's the gist of it.
Yeah.
So there's a child's prayer I remember my mother taught me. And I never really understood it as I got older. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. And I couldn't understand, why are you praying about that? But as I got older, that's where I want my soul to rest, is with Jesus. So worshiping God for who he is, and we need to learn to wait on God's direction. The Holy Spirit will lead you. The Holy Spirit will guide you. It is just such, it just really blessed my soul when you got up and you started talking about prayer and the young lady who was about to either probably be raped, killed, and she thought of a scripture. So people, what we need to do, if we don't memorize the one scripture, like I said, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is my favorite scripture, because we have to trust in the Lord. Don't lean on this, my minute, because my mind will forget. My mind can't hold a whole lot. Older I get, the less I'm able to remember. But if we trust in God, we lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. He directed me to these scriptures. He directed, I'm sorry, I don't remember your name, but our friend here from Gideon to be led here, Pastor, to invite him here today. Because he orchestrated it. He put it all together and he put a bow on it. He wrapped it up. He's the giver of every good and perfect gift. Comes from where? It comes from God. You know, and then we need to intercede on the behalf of others. Don't just think about yourself. Blessings, we need to bless while we're waiting. Because a lot of times we think of when we're waiting, you're idle. No. No, you're not to be idle. We are Christians, and God has a work and a mission for each and every one of us. He has a purpose, and he has a plan for each and every one of us. So we are to be about our Father's business. You know, some people might say, well, I can't give thanks for unpleasant things. No, we cannot give thanks for them, but we give thanks in them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And some might say, well, I got so many problems. I can't give thanks about these problems. No, don't thank him for the problems. Thank him in the problems.
Yes.
And that brings me to another remembrance of mine. When I lived in Chicago, I left and went to a funeral, got a phone call. They said, your house is on fire. Wendell was there. My oldest son was there. Donna was with me. And all I could think about was getting home to make sure my children were okay. But when I got there, they said, you can't go in. It's a total loss. You've lost everything. I didn't thank him for the fire, but I thanked him in it because he gave me the sense, the wisdom to have insurance. So my home was completely, completely restored.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thanked him in it, and I thank him for what he provided for me in my mind to do. So we give thanks, we don't give thanks in the trials and tribulations, but we give thanks for his strength that helps us to make it through the trials and tribulations. So, and like I said, I lost my, but I was thankful to God that I didn't lose my children. My children were able, they made it out.
Yeah.
And we know Jeremiah 29:11 says, God knows the plans and he has us. Plans not to harm us, not to hurt us, but he has a plan for us to prosper and a hope and a future. Our future lies in him. So I know God sees our end from our beginning. Some situations come up in our life that we didn't plan for, we didn't expect, but God will give us the strength and the power to make it through. Because he is who? He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's our beginning and he's our end. Like when you start to put a puzzle together, some people start at the around the perimeter and go this way.
Yeah.
And then they come back and they fill in a little bit over here and a little bit over there.
Right.
But guess what? God already put the whole puzzle together.
Yeah.
He knows our beginning from our end.
Yeah.
There's nothing that he can't handle. There's nothing that he's not already made provisions for. He has made provisions for every one of us. And whatever it is, whatever your fears, your worries, your current concerns, your health issues, your finances, give it to Jesus.
Yeah.
Pray about it.
Yeah.
Give it to him. Give it to him. Guess what? He'll work it out. They used to sing a song back in my old church, Jesus will work it out.
Yeah.
And I'm here to attest to that. He will work it out. When you can't see a way, he's already made the way.
Yes.
When you don't know which way to turn, he'll turn you around and point you in the right direction.
Yes.
He will make a way.
Yes.
He will deliver. You know, I looked at the FedEx truck yesterday. I had no package coming, but it kept coming down the street, banging for him. I'm like, maybe he's lost. But sometimes the GPS is throwing people off.
Right, right.
So I looked at that truck and said, FedEx. And this came to me, faith enough to expect. We have to begin to expect. Expect, like that person, whoever's house he was trying to get to deliver that package. They were expecting a package. I wasn't. But yes, said him, he will answer prayer. I'm not a singer. I just want to quote a song to you that I remember. What a friend we have in Jesus. It says, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear because of worry. All because we do not carry everything. Everything to God in prayer. He have we trials and temptations. Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. 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 And I just want to thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to stand before God's people. And I thank him for the way he orchestrates. And he fixes things when we're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
We trying to make it work, trying to fit a golf ball into a hole that big.